too, and it's the same artist still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The but, question, did Chappie come first before the Batman
suit? I don't know, but from the last issue of Batman, it was kind of unsure. It seemed like Bruce might come back, because the whole reason there's that is because it's Gordon, not...
That's true.
Not Bruce being Batman.
Yeah, and Gordon is supposed to be senior citizen compared to Batman.
Yeah. So, and he's not, yeah, even if he was, like, if he wasn't a senior citizen, he's just not in the amazing shape slash training that Batman has, so he kind of needs a leg up there.
Exactly. All right, my name is Lawrence of America. I'm your host. This is Geeks of the Square Table, episode 95. Jeez.
Wow.
With me today is...
We haven't been canceled yet?
We did, but we're on Fox, so we got to pick right back up. No, actually, we got canceled, moved to Netflix. Yeah.
It seems like a better option.
Really, it's what we're going for, yeah. Yeah, we're trying to threaten Disney, that way they buy us out. Yeah. So, alright, with me today is...
J. Jonah Jesse.
Joshua.
Draven the Raven.
Raven the Raven.
Draven the Raven.
Yeah.
Raven the Raven.
Yes, Raven the Raven. I thought you said
Graven
with a G.
Oh. Make him sound more badass than he actually is.
You know, doing the tongue motion with it has no effect over radio.
I was just doing it for my boy Juicy over there. Across the table.
Okie dokie.
Unfortunately, that's... been a nickname that one of my bandmates said at one point, and then it's been that way ever since.
Juicy Wheels Borg.
All right, anyway. So where are we starting today?
Well, apparently it's at Juicy.
Yeah, we're starting at Juicy.
Well,
so
we were just talking about. The Chappie Batman, because the new previews came out today, and as what has become a quasi-tradition, we've been going through the previews when they come out, and just
I've already seen two or three instances of the Chappie Batman suit, which just makes me groan in my miserable place.
One thing, in the Marvel previews, you notice they're going to do a line of hip-hop variants.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. And I was talking, could lead to all sorts of fun
album cover
genre variants, including the Aquaman Nevermind variant.
Oh yeah, see, look, here's another one. The Doc Strange one has a is pretty much the Chronic.
Yeah.
Which
just because they both have Doctor in the name doesn't mean.
Yeah, that's.
By the way, is this...
Which is ironically a parody of a Zigzag.
Yeah.
So it's a parody of a parody at this point.
Yeah.
So, which of course, I'm sure... at least they didn't put it on like an all-ages title.
You know?
I mean, Doctor Strange is, a teen plus?
Hey, those are for tobacco use only.
You don't have to raise your hand.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt the thread. I just wanted to let you know, hey, I got a question. All right. Okay. Remember when, especially Jules, but everyone was kind of groaning about the new Batman suit from Batman versus Superman?
Well, Jules movie. Doesn't count. Anyway, he groans about everything.
All right, well, there's a bust of the Batman character from the movie. Is this how big the Batman emblem is on his chest in the movie?
It's horrible.
Who thought that was a good idea? It takes up a third of his torso.
That's closer to the Frank Miller Batman logo, and that's kind of how it is in that. But
it just looks like a blob.
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a bad choice.
All right, look, from a tattoo standpoint, if you were going to get that tattooed on you, there's no real differentiation between certain, like, areas in it if it's just straight black. It just looks like a black blob. You can't really tell any kind of detailing in it, like, along the edges and where it's supposed to crest and wave and whatnot.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's saying...
it needs to be like the Batman emblem of old, where it's just nice, clean, and simple, and you can tell where the curves are, because this, it just looks like someone drew a rectangle and added like a couple little ears to it.
To be fair, at this point, that is a Batman emblem of old.
Yeah, that is an older Batman emblem, actually.
I'm talking from, like, my years growing up with it, but whatever.
Your years?
All right, never mind. Just forget I said anything.
Was it before or after Hitler took Poland?
Hitler takes Poland. We're back to that.
That's never going to die.
Yeah, that's... I can thank Jules. Wasn't Jules the one who, like... Yes. What was he saying that even...
Hitler takes Poland. Well, yeah.
I think we were making fun of him because he sounded old time. Or yeah. We had that microphone that one time.
I've still got them.
Yeah, the RCA looking one.
It basically looks like an old school radio mic.
And so then he got all old timey newscaster on us. But back to previews. I saw this. This is. Still, it's been in the last few previews, but they're actually making Captain America white now, which is Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale have done various different ones. They did Spider-Man blue, Hulk gray, Daredevil yellow, and Captain America white originally came out, a zero issue came out for it years ago, and nothing happened afterwards, and I thought... I either missed it or it never came out, and then I looked it up and it never came out. So hopefully this time they'll make the first issue will come out, and then they'll continue making issues till it's done. But still okay, not sure about
so,
that.
Yeah.
Really excited though, because Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale's are
so Josh
one of my favorite
me.
Creative teams still.
Sorry about that. Josh just showed me one of the most atrocious things I've ever seen in my life. It is Super Angry Birds, issue 2 of 4 of Fur.
Yeah, that's I saw the final order.
Remember when, about 5 minutes ago when I said that the Batman Chappy suit made me groan in my inward miserable place? This just makes me angry in my rage-induced psychosis place.
I just thought we were done with the whole, you know, Angry Birds.
Better than... Worse than Plants vs. Zombies?
Plants vs. Zombies I can deal with.
Yeah, Plants vs. Zombies, I mean...
A superhero
it's a
Angry
game.
Birds book? Really?
It's an entertaining game.
It is.
I mean, if you like tower defense. Which...
Well, at least there is more of a plot than Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't really give you much there.
If anything at all.
I mean, it's... If you got
I'm
time
still
to
waiting
kill on
for
your...
the feature release of it, yeah.
If you got time to kill on your phone, yeah, it's an alright game. I got bored with it, but
yeah, I played probably 5 levels.
It's just amazing to me that a game that is specifically a phone game can get so much hype around it to where there's so much merchandising on what was a free game to start.
Then there are like 7 or 8 sequels on the phone platform alone.
Rampage Jackson is getting his own comic book. The MMA fighter.
I mean, that's not too far off considering the other day in the all new, all different Marvel stuff, it was announced that Drax is getting a book and CM Punk is writing it.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I have no... there's no surprises left anymore in that regard for me. I would have preferred to see a Macho Man Randy Savage book back in the day.
That would have been pretty dope, actually.
You know, after so many beatings to the head, can you really trust them to write?
Valid point.
He might be able to write about beating people in the head.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of irritated by the comic press, the whole concept.
I've totally ignored it so far.
You know.
Wait, just in case, Larry, kind of delve into this.
So
give me backstory.
A teenage president.
Oh, okay.
who, I mean, just, it's so cliche.
It sounds like it'd be a show on the Disney Channel.
Except for...
Well, there is that internet star kid who's kid president, but, you know... What? You don't? You haven't seen this kid on YouTube?
No.
Now, it's literally like an 8-9-year-old kid, and he just, like, talks about either random stuff or political stuff, and he pretends like he's the president, but it, unfortunately, some of the stuff he says actually really makes sense.
Well,
which is really sad.
Well, the whole press comic is like she's supposed to be some... I don't know. Like, every cover makes her look like, she's like an idiot. I mean, I don't know how to explain it worse than that,
I wonder if that's the plot. She's dumbass teenager president making a bunch of mistakes.
I don't know. It's like every cliche of, what people thought, hip hop looked like in the '80s.
Mm-hmm.
That's what every cover looks like.
I just want to see the prom arc.
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
Well, I just flipped over to page 208 in the previews book, and apparently Stefan Sedgwick is doing the only thing I can relate it to is a crossover between Sunstone and Witchblade. I think it's supposed to be a spoof, maybe. I'm not entirely sure, but, the artwork looks good. I can't fault him for that. So, I don't know. It might be somewhat interesting, because this isn't making me cringe nearly as much as some of the things I've seen in this book thus far. So...
Well, apparently they are doing they're going to be bringing back the Monsters covers for Halloween. DC is apparently. Looking at the Harley Quinn that's supposed to come out on Halloween, I like the Shining cover better.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was actually pretty good.
But yeah,
which is Witchblade.
Yeah.
They're going for.
So,
and it was a webcomic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad.
Anyway, sorry.
I mean, has anything came of Convergence? I mean, these all look like the exact same stuff they were doing before.
Yeah, pretty much. I haven't, I kind of dropped off most DC at that point, like a bit before that, other than Batman proper, which wasn't affected at all. And then also, I've been reading Dr. Fate, but that's the only two DC titles I've been reading at this point. And it's like, I guess, as a longtime comic fan, I'm at this point of being out of DC for a minute after New 52 kind of screwed the pooch. I'm kind of like, at this point, I'm kind of scared to jump back into some of these titles that I maybe have interest in, but it's just like, and the names, they're not like the talent that I want, because DC lost all that talent.
I don't know. I mean, you guys know that I started with New 52, starting with DC. I've actually enjoyed a lot of the artwork and a lot of the storylines.
No,
because I really hope that Buccellato and Manapool, who's done the New 52 for The Flash, I hope they stay, because they are great together.
No, but see, that's not the thing. New 52 started off good.
Oh.
I'm not saying that. It started off pretty strong, and then it went to shit. Because then they,
when the New 52 launched, it was a big deal. I mean, they did really well with it.
I mean, I'm reading Flash Trade number 4 out of the 52 right now, and I'm enjoying it so far. So, and everything from Red Lanterns, I've thoroughly enjoyed. I have not found one problem in the storylines. Well, I've liked all of it, but
it's a thing of like,
I guess it's just personal preference. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely personal preference, but I mean, let's just see, like, for one, they lost, like, Jeff Lemire, which was, like, one of their, like, outstanding new writers they had, because they got him from, him doing Sweet Tooth on Vertigo. Then he moved into doing Animal Man. He did he did an amazing run of Green Arrow with actually now a team that's going to be doing Old Man, like with the same artist doing Old Man Logan. So really, they just DC's been really bad about keeping the people they have that are good, and that's the main issue. So now when it's like coming back into this, I'm like looking at these artists and I'm like, and writers, and I'm like, I don't really know who that is.
It's so it's hard and, to give them a chance.
Yeah, and I don't know if I really want to. And also, since you kind of screwed it up anyway, DC, earlier on, I'm not sure, because who read Convergence? I think no one at our normal round table read Convergence, other than I think Adam read some of it and was calling it shitty Convergence.
All right. I haven't read it yet, but I'm probably going to read it at some point whenever I finish up a lot of the 52 stuff.
What was our bullet points for Convergence? But there's actually been
a few series from 52.
Shitty Crisis.
There's actually been a few series from 52 that I've been actually wanting to read anyways. Because I know, like, because Supergirl crosses over with the Red Lanterns, I want to read what Supergirl's 52 series is. And then Catwoman.
I read the probably the first couple trades worth of Catwoman. It was really good.
Yeah, and then maybe pick up Birds of Prey, maybe.
Birds of Prey is amazing.
Birds of Prey was pretty good. The Katana...
I'm still waiting for Harley Quinn number
run
two
was
drop.
Really short, but it was pretty cool.
I don't care about Harley Quinn as, like, her own... I think she's better in, like, an ensemble kind of scenario.
Well, I mean, Poison Ivy did come in during the first trade, you know, through quite a few of those books, but I will say this.
Apparently she wasn't equipped to handle Harley Quinn. Now she tiles around with Power Girl, who's much better equipped.
Well, I don't know. But Harley's book is a lot of, like, just nonsensical, you know, weirdness, but because it's Harley, you kind of expect that.
But that's why I would prefer her as an auxiliary, not necessarily an auxiliary character, just not the only main character.
Yeah, and that I can understand because she works better in a crew than she does by herself.
Well, and it's to me, they're just like it's DC's obvious attempt at making a Deadpool book,
right? Like loose cannon.
Really?
Yes, it's the whole thing is breaking the fourth wall, you know, being a madcap zany character that doesn't make who's nonsensical most of the time. It's pretty much a Deadpool attempt.
Okay, well, if you're talking about pure skill sets, I would have thought that Deathstroke would have been the
equivalent
of Deadpool. Minus the zany, you know.
No, that's the thing. Deadpool is almost comedic.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Straight up comedic most of the time.
The comedic superhero is where they're trying to fill in Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been playing Lego Marvel on my Xbox One, because Deadpool makes quite a few appearances in the movie, so yeah, it's kind of obvious.
I would even argue that a lot of the focus of the Deadpool books, it's not really his skill set.
Yeah.
It's him just being a goofy-ass character.
Yeah, because his skill set, even when he is doing decently, is still usually him messing up.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of, that's like just the run you get usually.
Minion Mad Max t-shirt. That is awesome.
That's the opposite of awesome.
I think it's kind of cool. I went and saw Minions, and I saw Ant-Man.
How was Ant-Man?
I'm not doing spoilers. Bear in mind, I'm completely objective. I've never read an Ant-Man book, so I'm going in it just as going to see a movie. The action was great. From what Jules has told me as some of the backstory, it stays pretty congruent as far as I can tell. And the action's really great, and they tie in at least one Avenger.
Okay.
I won't say which one, but the tie-in one.
I mean, it makes sense because Ant-Man's been in the Avengers roster off and on.
Did see it, and I agree. It was a good action movie. It was funny, lighthearted. The best way I've heard it described was Guardians meets Iron Man.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
You know,
which I could see that as a logical take for Ant-Man.
I mean, it's not my favorite Marvel movie by far.
Yeah.
Right. Guardian still holds that spot.
I was about to ask what is your favorite, but
I mean, I also really like Iron Man. So I mean, this is definitely up there.
You like Iron Man? I mean, it's a good movie. Don't you? Just a lot of from like everyone I've talked to, they're like Iron Man's their least favorite Marvel run of movies.
Well, you see, I'm of course not the traditional Marvel fan.
I'm not saying you're. So. I'm not going at this at a year wrong angle. I was just
right. I really enjoyed the original Iron Man. Mm-hmm. I liked Iron Man 3 even.
Yeah,
I still never even saw Iron Man 3 because the first two just kind of. It's like they. I'm not even a huge Iron Man fan, but my problem was I was just a bit more. I don't know. I just felt like it lacked.
Grandiose.
I like a lot of the intro movies, it seems, but the whole thing, part of what's getting me now is the fact that you have to see everything, and I understand that.
For things like, to stay congruent.
And I understand that's what a lot of people like, and if I had nothing but time on my hand, I would gladly watch a TV show, watch all the movies.
Yeah.
But at this point, you have to spend almost an entire week catching up with all the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all the Marvel movies in order for all of it to make sense.
I mean, I haven't found an issue with... Because I haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And from any of the movies I've seen, I haven't, like...
Right.
I think it's more you have to, like... It's more the inverse, like, where it's like, if you watch the movie, or if you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you should probably watch the movies.
I mean, they do basically, like, there are cameos from, because Ant-Man does have flashbacks, and they do cameos from Agent Carter.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
You know, of course, the cameo characters take place after the show, of course. The show takes place like in the 40s or the 50s, post World War One.
Yeah.
And so they flash back, I believe, to the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the characters that show up, they show up before, it almost seems like 10, 20 years before Captain America gets frozen out from the first movie. Or at the end of the first movie.
Yeah, I'm not sure when the actual date of that is.
It seems like 10, 20 years, pre...
Yeah, anyway, they flash back and forwards, and so they give shout-outs to all this and that. There is one of the scenes, the problem I have with a lot of movies is like, well, okay, so why not just... call the Hulk or call Iron Man or call the... At one point, one of the main characters says, shouldn't you just call the Avengers?
Yeah.
And I like that they mentioned that.
Yeah.
They dealt with that issue by, answering that question rather than... It was definitely a good movie. If you have the chance, it's one of those movie special effects because certain things, it's worth seeing in 3D.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it is
definitely. There's been some that, like, the 3D is good, but this one
is worth seeing.
Definitely would mess with you in 3D.
Yeah.
See, that was like when I saw Mad Max, I saw it in 3D and was kind of like, I didn't really need to see this in 3D.
I mean, it's cool.
It's cool. It was cool, but did I need to spend the extra money? Not really.
Yeah, is it absolutely necessary? No.
Yeah, that seems like it'd be more of an IMAX movie versus a 3D movie.
IMAX, I didn't get to see it in IMAX, but it would have been just fine in IMAX. But most of the time now, even IMAX, they're like, it's IMAX and 3D. You don't just get one. Which... kind of bums me out because sometimes I just want to watch it on an extremely big screen and I don't need 3D. But apparently that's the thing now.
So they got a retelling of Back to the Future coming out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Also, is that The Fly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This is.
Well, if it's not, it'd be really awkward considering it's named The Fly.
Basically, a spin-off of the sequel.
Okay.
Now,
it's kind of interesting.
My main thing here is, did you see the Sinestro Variant grumpy
kitty.
Cat?
Yeah, grumpy cat.
Yeah, they're.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Grumpy cat. Yeah, that just seemed wrong on many levels.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that one. But yeah, so that's cool. Ant-Man, you said, was pretty solid action.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Definitely worth seeing. Of course, I still haven't seen Age of Ultron or anything.
Yeah, that's so weird that you haven't seen. You went and saw Ant-Man, but didn't see that one.
Ant-Man, you didn't actually have to see. You could watch that with having watched no other Marvel movie.
Very true.
But you said it is like the mixture of it being between Guardians and maybe like Iron Man. I could see that definitely because Ant-Man does have some humor in it usually. He shrinks down, so there's a lot of, like, there's humor throughout that, the comics too. It's like, I mean, he's kind of like an
ant. And the way they handled that worked really well. They did, credit to the director of cinematography.
Yeah.
They did that really well.
And then, alternately, he also consistently, at least, because it's Scott Lang not Hank Pym, right?
Right.
Well, you get
Hank
both,
Pym is in the movie.
Yeah, I assumed he'd have to because if they made it where somehow he wasn't involved with the suit at all, that'd be
really
pretty much blasphemy at this point. But, yeah, like, I mean, can see Iron Man because Hank Pym, at least, consistently thinks he's better than... Like, he's also up there high in the intelligence things, like Tony Stark, you know, Reed Richards, Banner.
Right.
Like,
so, a lot of the reason the setup does involve Hank Pym and stuff. And,
yeah.
So, that answers a lot of that, you know. It's kind of like.
They did do a good job in the movie.
He's older in the movie, of course.
But Michael Douglas pulled it off so well, being Hank Pym.
Michael Douglas is a great actor.
I was just saying, he did a really great job with the character. That's all.
So Scotty Young's got this new comic book coming out. I Hate Fairyland. This is supposed to be a kid's book. I don't know.
Yeah, a kid's book with a giant axe with blood all over it. The definition of kid's books has changed a lot.
Yeah.
They also have the F Fairyland variant cover.
Is that her?
What the
heck? Yes, I believe that.
Okay.
It's her giving the finger. All right.
Okay.
Kids book. Good family movie.
A lot of blood and
guts. Good family movie.
That's what I said.
Of course, there's this new comic coming out called Plutonia, which is supposed to be out, I think, maybe next month. And they are basically redoing Stand By Me. Only the body is the superhero, Plutonia.
Huh. Oh, I remember looking at that.
That has the potential to be interesting.
It looks, but
really the preview that you're given is tells you about as much as, what he just said.
Right.
That's about all you got, so you have no clue what happens afterwards. And so it's kind of a gamble, because that as a lead-in is really kind of vague. More so than a lot of previews. I feel like... Sometimes you're given a preview that has a bit more meat in it than that, but yeah, so it's like, it's interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, but I guess we'll have to just wait on it.
That'll definitely all be in the execution.
Yeah, and what they do after finding said body.
Right, because I don't... Unless they, don the suit or somehow
I feel
the
like
superpowers.
The obvious thing is they're going to get... One of them is going to get some superpower.
That's the only place I can think of that they would go.
But not necessarily sure.
Yeah, it's not no telling how this character gets their superpowers, And so if it is like a ring or something,
right.
You know.
It could be like the Santa Claus.
Yeah. But it is by Jeff Lemire. So, Emma Lennox or whatever.
Yeah, which I'm pretty much down for it if it's Jeff Lemire to give it a chance because I just trust his writing that much. I'll probably pick it up, but we'll see if I think it's one of his standout titles that, you know, will be left to be
seen. Yeah, and of course, Brian K. Vaughan's We Stand on Guard. I've been
still
enjoying that.
So. Yeah, since that first came out in the previews that was happening, I was excited, and I know you were too. And I know when it came out, me and you both were just kind of gushing over it.
Right, I mean, the art and everything was great on that, too.
Yeah. I'm wondering if he's going to keep a good monthly run on that.
It would be nice. It's supposed to be, you know, I mean, from the looks of it, of course, they have like number 4 previewed. And, of course, The Walking Dead a couple weeks ago, they had a big issue. You know, and a lot of people died. Yeah, so
good. Was it everyone in the series is over now? That would be great.
No, not quite.
What issue are they on now? Like 3,000?
Not quite. The last issue I think was 44. And
but then with all the variants,
144. Yeah. The thing that they did, of course, they released a couple issues every other week, so they could release this one at Comic-Con. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they also, I mean, let alone then there's the weekly Walking Dead. Is it all just now weekly, or did they? Because I knew they had a run for a while that was like.
Yeah, they only did the first 52 issues for Walking Dead weekly.
Okay.
I feel like I remember Walking Dead have gone, like, they've gone weekly a couple times just for specific reasons.
Well, they've gone bi-weekly.
Is that what it was?
Not bi-weekly, bi-monthly. They did that for...
Bi-weekly would be...
For the All Out War,
mm-hmm.
Which was their big 10th anniversary.
Yeah, I'm so out of...
But, and, you know, well, here's the thing. Kirkman's he's writing the basic plot, but other people are filling in because, you know, he's writing the show and the other show.
So maybe he has too much going on.
Well, you know, and then he's got to sign all those checks, and, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I mean, you know? he's constantly taking bags of money to the bank, you know.
Well, you can only stretch yourself so far.
McScrooge style, swimming in the money.
Right, you know. I mean, so, yeah. And it's actually, it had gotten a little better, you know, since he had stepped back, and there's, like, a dedicated crew writing it now, so... but there might be another, I don't know, they might go with another big event here, but who knows.
I was actually just talking to Mark about possibly selling some of my Walking Dead because I just don't really care anymore. Like, And I mean, I might as well strike while the iron's still.
What's the love affair's gone?
Have you not heard me talk about how much I don't care about Walking Dead before?
Yeah, I was just.
I mean, you know, after the All Out War, it just kind of got hard to read.
I don't even know if I read up there.
I pretty much stopped.
I didn't even get up to the prison.
Where's the first compendium? Because I think I went a bit after that.
The first compendium
is 48 issues.
Yeah, I think I went maybe to like a bit after that. But after that, I kind of
see.
Yeah, I think I have up to like I have like maybe 55, and I stopped caring. And that was way before the show even happened. I was just like,
well, if you've actually read the comic, there is a point where it only makes sense. Yeah, where you really want Rick to die.
You kind of want them all to... It's like... Cause
well, I mean... Here's the three endings. I was so rooting for Rick to die.
Yeah. I mean, dude has one arm. Or one hand.
And then I was rooting for Carl to die.
You little bastard.
Yeah.
There's really three ways that this series can end at this point. Rick dies, Carl takes over, which isn't really an ending.
That's more of a spin-off continuation.
They find somewhere and they they find some community and they manage not to screw it up this time, and they stay there and they live happily ever after, or they all die.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, no, but if they find some community and not screw it up, he's just going to keep riding.
I know, because it's how it's happened like 5 times. There's been 5 places that they could have like chilled at, been happy, and then they managed to screw it up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. So we had the prison, of course, in which that had them. They were attacked or whatever.
Yeah.
There was
by the governor.
There was that like little like suburban neighborhood that they found.
Alexandria.
That was after the prison. Yeah, I think it was Alexandria. Yeah.
Well, no, that was the last one with fenced in and the solar panels and stuff. Yeah, that was Alexandria, but I'm still, I mean, even if you count Woodbury, that's like 3.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, hyperbole.
Yeah,
but, Alexandria is where they are now.
Are they still there?
Yeah.
I just want to go out. Uh-huh.
Well, there's other communities.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've explored the other, like the book has explored the other communities. It's not all Rick, per se, now. Yeah.
Well, that's good, because I'm tired of his old ass.
So, I mean, which is about how it would, even if Rick died, it would just go on.
Go to some other group.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of...
I mean, it's still that group. Per se, but that group has become Alexandria and the Hilltop and the Kingdom, and it's this small network of civilizations.
Oh, hey Larry, I just flipped the page. Apparently Dead Men Wonderland, the manga series, is coming out with volume 11, and I just finished volume 2 the other day. It's about this kid who he's going through his normal life, and he's at school, and then apparently this guy that only he can see, I think, he kills all of his classmates, and the kid winds up being sent to a prison, which oddly enough is a theme park, and he winds up being sent there by being wrongfully convicted, and apparently, like, the prison is a theme park, so it's like Six Flags, but they actually have to fight or participate and be the actors in the place, and in turn they get it's like the company store. Basically, they get company credits to get whatever they want, but if you're on death row like this kid is, then you have to earn enough money to get a candy, and what the candy is, it's an antidote to the poison that is constantly running through his system, and it basically just negates the poison for 3 days. So, but yeah, I'm enjoying it so far, and I'm about to start reading number 3 here probably in the next day or two. So I'm glad, because I was looking online and it only got up to like volume 9, so I'm glad that it's continuing, because I'm looking forward to it. So
I know this is just like a piggy bank, but Godzilla thing, but just look at Rodan.
Oh.
What'd they do to poor Rodan? He looks scary. He looks like
a giant chicken.
Yeah.
He looks like he's from Chicken Run.
He kind of looks like he could be in Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Where? Rodan.
Rodan the rooster.
Yeah. Mock, mock. I mean, I know it's a piggy bank, so I don't know why I'm, putting so much stress on that, but it's just like...
Fair enough. They should get it somewhat close.
Allison, yeah, a bit closer. Like, because if that didn't say Rodan...
I'm almost curious.
I probably wouldn't
title.
Know who that was. Just gonna say.
Yeah. All right, well, so out of all these things in here, what do you think you're looking forward to the most?
I'd say probably as of right now is just more continuations, more so of things that like We Stand on Guard. That's, I can't wait for the next issue of that. Then, and stuff we've already talked about, it's just, that's the thing with previews, it's so far in advance. It's like, we haven't even got the first issues of a lot of these yet.
Yeah.
So it's like, still waiting for, when the all new, all different Marvel stuff pops out, Doctor Strange, even the... Though I will not be getting the Chronic variant of
what?
Zombies versus cheerleaders.
And then, yeah, so I've been pretty much the same. Also, Captain America White, which I've been looking forward to for years now. So, and my anticipation's still there, surprisingly. I don't know how it's managed.
Maybe they're pulling a long con.
Yeah, it's a long con.
We're going to get these kids super stoked on this.
Is the only thing that makes sense.
And the last issue is just going to be a fuck you. So. Like,
of your childhood. I destroyed it.
Yeah, pretty much. What do you got? I mean, we stand on guard, I imagine, for you as well. Continue.
Like I said, the Plutonia definitely something I'm interested in checking out. I don't know. I'm vaguely intrigued by all the new jump on points by Marvel. Maybe I'll try something odd there. Throw my hat into the superhero ring, maybe. But
it'll be. I would be intrigued to see Larry's opinion on the capes,
but
more than just I don't read them, I guess.
Well, there are reasons why I don't read them, the first time a character dies and comes back, it would just piss me off.
Yeah, no, I understand that fully. It kind of pisses me off, and it's like, even characters I like, I'm just like, but, or more so, it's like, just don't kill them off because you know you can't keep them dead. Don't kill off a character unless you plan to keep them dead.
Right, the whole death of Superman thing back in the 90s.
Yeah, that was...
That prevented me from ever getting into the superhero comics.
Yeah, I could see that. See, luckily I already thought Superman sucked, like, as a kid, so I was like... I don't care. I
never necessarily read any comics at that point. I read, there was a Link comic I read in Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
But, of course, saw the Batman movie. Yeah. Watched the X-Men cartoon. And then I bought that trade, and I still think I have it even. And I read it, and I was like, that's not a bad story, whatever. I was like, okay, now he's back? Well, okay, so that's not enough. How did he come back? Oh, he's like five different people? Okay, that's fine. And, they're all trying to assume the mantle of Superman. Okay, oh wait, no, like three of them are evil clones? Okay, this is stupid. Oh, Andy never actually died? Okay, never mind. Why'd I read that?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It bugs me when story gets... It's one thing when they reboot, but... I'd rather them just straight up reboot than undo.
Yeah, then retcon.
Yeah, it's like, oh well, just it's like the whole. I don't even like the concept of Wonder Woman. It was her gauntlets of power that were making her weak the whole time. It just seems so. Whenever she really wants to kick some ass, she just takes them off and becomes immortal. That just seems like the stupidest thing.
Why would she ever limit herself? Is what you're getting at?
Right. It's like, reminds me of the Hancock movie. They're immortal as long as they stay apart. Why are they going to keep dating?
I don't think I ever watched that movie.
Yeah.
We have a sealed copy at the house that I think was my brother-in-law.
We need to watch it.
It's alright.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things I think I always thought about watching and then was like...
It's probably worth a watch.
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah, I mean,
watch it once?
It's definitely worth watching once at least. Yeah.
That was kind of like the one thing about the movie I never really understood. It's like,
but I just ruined it for you, so wait a while.
Sorry. Well, that's what I was gonna ask.
Well,
I mean,
it pretty much just stealing the Hawkman.
Ask it now. But.
Well, it pretty much steals the Hawkman Hawk Girl thing, where because they have like pretty much a curse on them where anytime they meet, once they keep getting reincarnated, like in their story, like as different people, But anytime they meet and come together and fall in love and stuff, then they die. So it's kind of...
Now that you mention that, yeah. Because, all right, well, that was the one thing I never really quite understood. It's like, they're always drawn to each other. Mm-hmm. And that's when they turn mortal. But if they stay away from each other, then they can help the world and be immortal and have superpowers. It's like...
But they don't know it, do they?
Well, she does.
She does?
But he doesn't.
Okay. Like, she, I think, what she is immortal or something, but...
Yeah, she's immortal, has super strength, and...
Yeah, but she's fully aware of everything.
Yeah, and he's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is unaware of everything.
Yeah.
And it starts out with basically him flying over her house one day. He crashed.
I mean,
but
I
he's
say.
Also a lonely, depressed drunk that happens to be superhero. So,
yeah.
yeah. You ever watch a movie called My Super Ex-Girlfriend? That was kind
of
funny.
I never saw that.
I've heard
basically,
of it.
Basically, just imagine if you were dating Supergirl, and then you had a bad breakup. That's the premise of the movie. There's some funny stuff like. Like, she, like, parks his car on top of the, like, picks it up and sets it on top of a building, like, and all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, like, laser burns asshole into his house. And weird, weird, crazy shit.
Stuff you'd do if you had superpowers.
Yeah, if you had superpowers and...
And wanted to be a vindictive ex.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
So, did you see anything there you can't live without or you can't wait for?
Not really. I mean, there's like a couple things I'm interested in reading, but like anything just absolutely must have, cannot live without. No.
Well, there's a because Plutonio looks good, but there's another book by Brian K. Vaughan called Paper Girls that's also compared to. It says it's Stand By Me meets War of the Worlds, so that might be interesting. And Brian K. Vaughan, of course, is an amazing writer. So
yeah, so that could be, but
what's with all these Stand By Me's?
Well, I mean, yeah, the Plutonia is a direct Stand By Me ripoff,
right?
You know, because they're going through the woods and find the dead body,
which it looks like that's going to come out in September, because issue 2 is on sale October 7th. So I guess Plutonio 1 comes out September.
Yeah, and luckily Jeff, I will say it will probably come out regularly too, because Jeff Lemire is pretty pretty good about his deadlines. Though he is doing a lot for Marvel these days, so he might get... Because what's that coming out on? Image?
Yeah, it's Image.
Then he might... That might drop back a little bit.
And so is Paper Girls. And they come out the same... Issue 2 of Plutonia and Issue 1 of Paper Girls come out the same day, so that's fun.
And I just keep looking at these hip-hop variants. We got a Tribe Called Quest, Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then just...
They're at least picking good hip-hop.
They are picking good hip-hop.
It's not like... They're picking, like Soulja Boys, which I wouldn't even call hip-hop, but...
I'd be okay with that.
It's the Spider Girl thong song cover variant. Yeah.
Oh man.
It could just be so awful.
Yeah.
So many.
We need a Ying Yang Twins.
Oh yeah, Ying Yang Twins.
What's the Y Twerk variant?
How about a No Limit Soldier Iron Man? Yeah, you have him riding a gold tank. I could see it.
50 Cent cap. Band-aid on it.
Dr. Doom, Snoop Dogg, and variant. Where he's the game is to be sold. The other variant. I'm Dr. Doom at the throne with the pimp cane.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I think you should be working for the variants division of Marvel, Larry.
Yeah.
Sonny, I got millions of ideas. Marvel, send me your money.
I'm surprised they don't already, as much as we talk about Marvel on this podcast.
Well,
I think that requires listeners.
You know, really, yeah.
Really,
talk more about DC if they were
they had their stuff shit
together.
That people like. Okay, fine. Here's DC. Dr. Fate's been decent. I'll say that. The two issues that are coming out. The first one was good. The second one kind of.
Who's writing it? Some new guy.
I forget who's writing it. But yeah, it's cool because I always liked Dr. Fate and want him to do something cool. I had him in Earth 2 for a while in the New 52, which then went bad, so I stopped reading it. But yeah, it's pretty cool. That's the only one that I felt safe to. I was like, I'm going to try this.
We got an apology the other day from Vertigo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Basically, I put out this one book that we'd have to order 25 copies a book to be able to get.
Oh, Valiant. No, that was Valiant.
Yeah. Valiant.
Yeah, I know Mark went off on the podcast.
Yeah. Sorry, Vertigo. Yeah. So they did end up calling and apologizing.
Did they send some books?
Yeah, did they send us some?
They said they would, but I don't know.
Because I don't want that shit.
Yeah, I was wanting a copy of that.
Well, they said they'd send us three.
Three is... Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, you'll probably get one.
No, because
no, we have
how many
three box holders that get everything.
And I get almost everything, but I'm not the everything. I'm like the fourth.
So,
Valiant, I'm coming for you.
Yeah,
Valiant, you guys make it difficult. You know what? Actually, I need to just hit up Gomer. I bet he's got.
Think they sent him a preview copy.
Yeah,
Gomer probably does have one.
Yeah, it's
Gomer
just,
has one of everything.
But see, I just like I like having the comics. It's the reason I go to a comic book store is to hold the comic in my hand, open it up, and read the damn thing. Not go on my computer and read it. So
yeah,
still annoyed by you, Valiant.
Yeah.
On the Book of the Dead, the Geomancer thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's only got 16 pages of actual new material in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from what I understand.
What the fuck is that?
Okay. That's called being lazy.
So they're doing one of those kind of compendium things like they did with Miracle Man almost? Yeah.
They probably will.
Even part number one and number two are 10 issue variants.
Mm. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. That being said, yeah.
Thanks for the apology.
Yeah, it was nice of them to call and apologize.
It was.
That's,
at least they took the time.
How did they find out? Did someone email them?
We rant it publicly on various...
On the internet.
Forums, okay. I believe.
I was like, don't tell me Valiant's listening to this podcast.
Well, actually, it wouldn't surprise me. They read Outright Geekery, so...
That's true.
Outright Geekery has been quoted by Marvel, DC, and Valiant, Image, all kinds of people, so...
In which case...
It wouldn't surprise me. There's somebody out there that is listening to this right now that listens to hundreds of podcasts. Please leave me some feedback.
Do we get feedback most of the time?
Ironically, most of the feedback is about us torturing somebody. It's like, oh, we like it when you mess with this person. And it's not always you.
I thought you were directing that at me because I talk about motorcycles so much.
Jules all the time.
Why do you think I'm friends with Jules?
You should mess with Jules more. Bust his chops. It's funny. Well, he has to be here. Yeah. Miguel has to be here for me to mess with him.
Yeah.
All right, so 23, show up. Where are you?
On this too?
Yeah.
But, it's almost surprising that like if all the comic book companies do quote or say that they read Outright Geekery or listen to the podcast, you would think at some point one of them would go, "Hey, can we keep y'all as personal consultants to let us know when we're screwing up?"
Oh, they know.
They
got people for that.
At the end of the day, we're a site that updates people on things and reviews things, and they need reviewers. They don't need consultants.
Like honestly,
they need people to review.
That's what I'm saying. Review stuff.
No, but see, good or bad,
but they can't hire them because they got to be independent reviewers.
Yeah, because if we're in Marvel's pocket,
of course we like that book.
Yeah, it'd be like, and then if we're in DC's pocket, I wouldn't have talked to all that shit.
If we were being paid by Marvel, hip-hop variants would be the greatest thing ever.
And everyone should get at least five of them. Because they're going like hotcakes.
Yeah, the closest we would get is like a quote on the back of a trade or something like that.
Yeah, which quotes have been used on Marvel's website, I believe.
Yeah, their website and flyers they've sent to other comic book stores. So,
oh, by the way, Titan's Grave, The Ashes of Volcana, the series that Will Wheaton is doing along with his tabletop series on YouTube. Titan's Grave is a new RPG setup. It's kind of like Dragon Age and Shadowrun mixed together a little bit, but quite a bit simpler. They've been playing it for about 6 episodes on the show, but they have not released the RPG player's manual yet. What I'm thinking is that they're probably going to release it after the show is completely done, because they're doing a campaign, so that's what I think they might do.
Right, well, I happen to worry about any RPG whose main focus is paying somebody to run the show on the internet versus run the game on the internet.
Well, Will Wheaton and his son Ryan were actually two of the writers for the game, and Robert Schwab from D&D is also helped, along with a whole other slew, but they're like the three main ones that I remember, so...
Alright, well, I think that is about all for us here today. Did you have anything you wanted to say in this elongated final thought session?
Good night, Jules.
Good night, Jules.
Yeah, good night, Elaine.
See, you had to go mess it up.
Sorry, I thought someone was going to say it. I was trying to beat everyone.
That's why
punch.
I said good night, Jules.
I was trying to change it up.
Yeah. My bad.
It's a joke on a joke on a joke. Yeah.
I didn't know.
He was working on like 3 different levels there, man, really, and now it's just ruined. Right. It's over. I'm out.
All right, who's got a gun? I'll eat a bullet. By the way, tomorrow, Gallatin Public Library is tabletop day. And
excellent.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to wind up bringing Betrayal at House on the Hill, because, quite frankly, almost every single person that comes there has been asking me to bring it. So I'm almost being forced out of no other option, because we've played just about everything else that's there, so...